energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 64 this afternoon under clear skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 34. 56 tomorrow, cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. One person was killed early this morning when a semi-trailer crashed in Montgomery County in southeast Kansas. That's according to authorities. The crash was reported around 1:30 this morning at the U.S. 75-166 Highway Junction. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2021 international semi-trailer was eastbound on 166 when it failed to navigate the curve at the U.S. 75 junction. It then overturned. The semi's driver, Gerald Bolia, 64, of Newkirk, Oklahoma, was pronounced dead at the scene. The Kansas Geological Survey reported on Wednesday that groundwater levels in the High Plains Aquifer could be sustained for at least one decade in moisture-imperiled areas of western Kansas through pumping reductions of 18% to 32%. The aquifer, the state's most economically important groundwater resource, published a report summarizing regional conditions and options for prolonging life of the aquifer. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, prepared in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Two people died in an accident just before noon on Wednesday in Shawnee County. A vehicle driven by 82-year-old Henry Prophet of Topeka was eastbound on Southeast 93rd Street and left the road just east of Southeast California Avenue. Prophet and a passenger identified as 71-year-old Carol Beaver of Topeka were pronounced dead at the scene. The Kansas Commission on Judicial Court has dismissed a complaint against Magistrate Laura Veyer for signing a search warrant that allowed police to raid the Marion County record. The search warrant appeared to violate federal law protecting journalists from police raids and was based on the pretense that a journalist committed a crime by accessing public records in an online database. Jared McClain, an attorney for the Institute for Justice, said the commission's decision isn't a surprise. Congress adopted the Privacy Protection Act to address concerns about police weaponizing search warrants against journalists. The federal law requires criminal investigators to get a subpoena instead of a search warrant. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tull. A man died while in custody at the Scotts Bluff County Detention Center on Friday. According to the Scotts Bluff County attorney, staff found 46-year-old David Roberts of Scotts Bluff unresponsive in his cell around 6:30 p.m. Roberts was alone in his cell when they discovered him, and there is no sign of foul play or self-harm. Due to the death happening in custody, Nebraska law requires a grand jury investigation. The University of Nebraska at Kearney's longest-serving chancellor is set to retire at the end of the academic school year. In a news release on Wednesday, UNK said Doug Christensen will retire after a career that started when he was appointed in July of 2002. The university says he will take a one-year professional development leave, after which he intends to remain engaged on strategic projects within the university community. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The Foreigner Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit. Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charged by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. 7clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Weniger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Weniger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Weniger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Weniger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WenigerDrilling.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Valley Technologies' annual Giving Tree campaign is underway, and you can lend a hand to a neighbor in need this holiday season. Pick a gift request from the Giving Tree at their home city offices or any of several other locations, including banks in Marysville, Beatty, Blue Rapids, and Vermilion, as well as Axtell Lumber, Riverside Market in Blue Rapids, Centralia Post Office, United Methodist Church in Frankfort, Moe's in Lynn, and CMH in Marysville. You can also contact Blue Valley Technologies or email givingtree@bluevalleyinc.net. Gifts for recipients are due back by Monday, December 11th. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County, November 12. Mike Bloomer of Marysville lost control north of Home City on 16th Road, south of Indian, shortly after 8 p.m. His vehicle reportedly rolled and he was ejected. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville with serious injuries. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 9th, with a fireman's breakfast from 7 to 11. Christmas Bazaar at the Blue Rapids Gym from 8:30 till 2:30. Kids ornament making at the museum Saturday from 9 to 4. Businesses will host open houses throughout the day. Carriage rides featured at the Holm Cabin from 11 to 3 with a live nativity downtown at 4. Soup supper at the Community Center in Blue Rapids Saturday at 4:30, with Santa arriving at the bandstand at 5. The lighted parade Saturday begins at 6 p.m. Prizes will be awarded with $25 in chamber bucks for first place, $15 second, and $10 for third place. Tractors, cars, trucks, golf carts, side-by-sides, or ATVs, anything that runs with a motor, decorated in lights, is welcome to enter. They'll meet at 5 south of the square in Blue Rapids. Also Saturday, Santa's to arrive in Greenleaf, 9 a.m., and in Lynn, Santa will greet youngsters at the old high school gym at 10. Santa's to arrive in Axtell at 12:30 Saturday at the American Legion, where a soup dinner is planned, beginning at 11:30. Santa arrives at the Beatty Cafe Saturday at 1. Summerfield will also host a soup dinner Saturday from 11 to 1, with Santa arriving at 2 at the Community Center. He'll be in Morrillville Saturday 1 to 3 at Stanton Farm Service. Hanover Hospital Foundation hosting a benefit soup dinner Sunday at the Kloppenburg Center from 11 to 1. Registration deadline is Monday for a Kansas State University Beef Extension Cow-Calf Production Clinic, scheduled in Washington next week, December 14th. The clinic will focus on navigating opportunities and risks, production and forage considerations, with discussion on local conditions encountered by cow-calf producers, and will also include interactive polls, forage sampling in a drought year, implications of forage sampling, and a presentation by K-State Ag Economist, who will discuss making dollars and cents of risk management tools. This cow-calf clinic, Thursday, December 14th, in Washington at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room, will include lunch, $10 payable at the door. RSVP is due by Monday at the Concordia office of River Valley Extension District, 785-243-8185. Also, the first of a series of soil fertility clinics is planned December 13th in Clay Center, focusing on nitrogen management. That meeting, 9:30 to 1:30, includes lunch and will be followed in January at Delphus on phosphorus management, then January 24th in Concordia on other fertilizers. For information on any of those, contact the River Valley Extension District offices. Nemahal County Emergency Management will conduct a search and rescue training Monday, December 11th, during evening hours at the intersection of U.S. 36 and K-63 with multiple emergency vehicles in the vicinity. Again, Monday evening near Seneca. Harry E. Johnston, age 96, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Harry Johnston.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying extremely warm today, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy and cooler throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Before a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying mostly sunny as we head into Monday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this day 72, the average low 25, and the record low 2 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:33, sunset this evening at 5:04.
For a lesson in surviving hard times, we might look to our feathered friends. A look at how birds help each other through the winter from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 7th, the 341st day of the year. Author Willa Cather was born on this day, and it's the 82nd anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. If it seems there are more birds sticking around your neck of the woods in the winter, you may be right. Fewer robins have been migrating south in recent decades due to the increasing availability of food and shelter in urban and suburban areas. And the non-migrating cardinal is thriving in territories it once avoided for the same reasons. And here's another clever way birds have adapted to colder climates. Mixed flocks. Different species like chickadees and woodpeckers have been flocking together to increase the chance of discovering food sources. It helps beat the boom and bust cycles all too common in the winter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Grab your list, check it twice, then head to Reflections Hallmark this Saturday for their Santa stock-up sale. Save on Christmas cards, gift wrap, flags, rugs, and door decor. Light up the holidays with Hallmark candles. Buy one, get one free. and stop by the Sports Bargain Table featuring Chiefs, K-State, and KU merchandise. Spend $50 or more and get a free Santa canvas bag. It's the best time to help Santa stock up on gifts and cheer this Saturday at Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Less than a day after an initial report of a job offer at Texas A&M, it seems that K-State offensive coordinator Colin Klein is accepting the position. Multiple media outlets are reporting the Wildcat play caller will now lead the Texas A&M Aggies as the offensive coordinator. On Tuesday night, it was reported that Klein had turned down an offer for the Penn State offensive coordinator position. And some Kansas State University students are voicing their reactions to men's basketball player Naquan Tomlin's release from the program. Now, Tomlin was indefinitely suspended from the program following his arrest in Aggieville in October for disorderly conduct. However, on Wednesday evening, K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor announced in a written statement that Tomlin is no longer part of the team. On Wednesday afternoon, a crowd of students gathered outside Kansas State University President Richard Linton's on-campus residence to protest Tomlin's absence from the team. Mid-America Network Sports.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
The Kansas City Royals have swapped pitchers with the Astros, sending right-hander Dylan Coleman to Houston in exchange for minor league right-hander Carlos Mateo. The teams announced the trade Wednesday during the winter meetings. Mateo, who puts the Royals reserve list at 39, turns 20 on December 16th. He played 7 games in the Gulf Coast League this year, striking out 12 batters in 8 2/3 innings. In a match that featured 39 ties and 15 lead changes in just 3 sets, it was Wichita State volleyball that made the clutch plays to come away with a 30-28, 27-25, 25-21 win over Drake on Wednesday night at Charles Koch Arena. Now, with that victory, the Shockers advanced to the Fab Four of the NIVC tournament, where they will host Montana State on Saturday at Charles Koch Arena. First serve is scheduled for 1 p.m. UTEP awaits the winner of South Florida and Georgia Southern on Thursday night to complete the Fab Four field. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball live. Marysville opens league play hosting Clay Center, and Washington County is home to Wakefield. On air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Sheared, shaped, or enjoyed for its natural beauty, the yew has long been a popular evergreen for home landscapes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The yew's winter hardiness, dense growth habit, evergreen needle-like leaves, and diversity in available shapes has made it a favorite in zones 4 to 7. The rare native Florida yew is hardy in zones 8 and 9. You'll find yews grown as hedges, foundation plantings, topiaries, and screens. They perform best when grown in fertile, well-drained soil with sufficient moisture. You can grow them in sun or shady locations, but they must be protected from drying winds. The reddish-brown bark becomes furrowed and more obvious with age. This, along with the red fleshy fruit on female plants, adds to its ornamental appeal. The leaves, bark, and seeds are all very toxic to people and livestock, but apparently not deer, who love to dine on these plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
December 7th, 1941. It was a day of travel for this standout college football player, but as the events of Pearl Harbor unfolded, he knew his life and the speech he was about to deliver would change greatly. story of sports, a world war, and service to one's country, is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It was December of 1941, and University of Minnesota football standout Bruce Smith had been announced as the winner of that year's Heisman Trophy. But as Smith left his hometown of Faribault, Minnesota, en route to New York City to receive the Heisman, his thoughts and his acceptance speech began to change. Smith was aboard a train, traveling to accept the award at a ceremony on December 9th. A parade in his honor was canceled due to the global events.
I have to imagine learning about the attack really changed things. You listen to that speech, it's very much a patriotic American kind of speech. And football really only weaves into it a little bit.
Dave Nichols at the Rice County Historical Society says that Smith, in his speech, thanked his teammates who made his accomplishment possible. He then turned to the conflict at hand that would send millions of men like himself into battle. But Smith shared that the game of football would perhaps play a large role in the outcome of the Second World War.
I think America will owe a great debt to the game of football when we finish this thing off. It keeps million American youngsters like myself hard and able to take it and come back for more, both from the physical standpoint and that of morale. It teaches team play and cooperation and eggs us on to go out and fight hard for the honor of our school. And likewise, the same spirit can be depended on when we have to fight like blazes to defend our country.
After graduation in 1942, Smith joined the Navy, serving until war's end, then a brief NFL career, mostly with the Green Bay Packers. Smith passed from cancer in 1967. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1972, and his number, 54, was retired by the University of Minnesota in 1977, the first time the team retired the number of any player. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Increase the productivity of your pasture by increasing the number of forage species. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Over time, you'll also have more organic matter feeding the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Study done by the USDA's Agricultural Research Service analyzed the benefits and effects of increasing the number of plant species sown into a pasture. Howard Skinner is a physiological plant ecologist who worked on the study. He says in one pasture, they planted an orchard grass white clover mixture. In another pasture, they added tall fescue, alfalfa, and chicory to the orchard grass and white clover. Skinner says the five-species mixture had, on average, 31% greater yield than the two-species pasture over the 9 years. There were other benefits, too.
When we looked at soil carbon, there was about three times as much carbon that accumulated in the soil profile with the five-species mixture. So quite an increase in soil organic matter. And we found that all of that increase deeper in the soil.
Many people say a pasture with so much plant diversity will be hard to manage. Some of them will die out, and in the end, you'll end up with just two or three species anyway. Skinner says the same thing happened in their experiment, but there was still a noticeable difference in the soil condition and productivity of a multi-species pasture.
My hypothesis is that because we got more organic matter, we improved the soil conditions and the soil health, that had a long-lasting effect. And so we managed to continue to see that increased productivity over time, even though we didn't necessarily have all those species in our mixture anymore.
Learn more about plant diversity in the pasture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh. bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Sustainability is paramount to the business model of Crave Brothers Cheese. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The president and co-founder of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Waterloo, Wisconsin, is proud of the dairy company's sustainability record, George Crave.
I like to remind people that farmers are the frontline environmentalists. We work with all the acres and the cows and the land. We have as big a footprint and big a responsibility as anyone to make sure that we're really treating our country's number one natural resource, which is our black dirt in the U.S.
Crave says their 3,000-acre farm uses crop rotations and cover crops. They also have a pretty good-sized manure digester on the place.
We're intentionally producing methane gas, which is a highly combustible natural gas that powers a huge 800-horse V12 engine that turns an electromagnetic generator. And at the size of our unit, we're generating enough electricity to power the farm, the cheese factory, and about 300 homes in our community.
Crave says he's pleased with the industry's efforts on sustainability.
Our national marketing organizations are making sure that the consumer understands the way that our dairy products are produced and processed and that they're very good and sustainable, and we're continually making improvements.
Crave says not everyone appreciates that sustainability effort, as you'll hear in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the energy market has been one of fascination as things haven't quite gone the way that many have anticipated them to be. What do oil prices look like and gas prices look like going into the winter season, especially with the ongoing drilling and the cuts in production from OPEC, as we sat down with Warren Martin from Kansas Strong to talk about what the futures may look like going into these cold seasons?
Meteorologists are wrong, and we do have a really cold winter, which right now they're predicting a warmer than average winter. That could impact the supply-demand ratio, and prices could go up more than we expect them to.
Okay.
It's not foreseen. Meteorologists are pointing to a warmer winter than we've normally had in the past.
Sure.
So that's number one. Number two, and this one could be more significant or be nothing at all, and that is the Suez Canal. Every Israeli conflict, which Israel really doesn't produce oil. They do have a natural gas field that supplies Europe,
sure,
but they don't really produce oil. But it's really significant because every Israeli conflict in the historical past has expanded beyond Israel to include other nations within that area in the Mediterranean area.
It's involved in the industry.
That's involved in the industry and has ended up shutting down the Suez Canal or slowing things through the Suez Canal. On average, about one-third of all oil in the world goes through the Suez Canal.
Wow.
And okay. So if you impact the Suez Canal, then that makes a huge impact on oil and gas prices and being able to get product to market.
Yeah.
Add to that what's going on in Panama. And in Panama, there is a drought that's taking place right now. So Panama has limited the number of vessels that can go through the Panama Canal, which means that a lot of those vessels are choosing the longer route to go through the Suez Canal.
Sure.
So if the Suez Canal were to be shut down or were to be hampered in any way, that would significantly impact the supply-demand equation and not being able to get oil where it needs to be in the world.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact...
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Are looking for new tools to curb herbicide resistance. One way to do it may be as simple as starting a conversation with your neighbors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Resistance to herbicides has no field boundaries, so get a group of neighbors together and battle weeds with a cohesive plan. And here's why. Jeff Evans is an ecologist and the owner of Farmscape Analytics, LLC. He was on a research team that conducted a computer modeling study assigning groups of farms with specific weed management tactics. Those tactics were analyzed how they would fare over time and also as the group of farms got bigger. For example, one study group only applied glyphosate year after year.
And when you take farms that are using that approach, that are only using glyphosate every year, and you group them into larger and larger continuous clusters of farms, you accelerate the process of resistance spread in those fields. So if you have an ineffective management strategy and you scale it up, you're going to accelerate the rate of failure pretty dramatically.
He says the study also found that herbicide rotations and tank mixtures fared better than the approach of putting down glyphosate every year.
For the first 10 years, of the simulated study, both of those strategies seem to do about equally well at keeping resistance down, although the tank mixtures resulted in smaller weed populations overall, and they also scaled up better. So the tank mixtures that were effective against weeds that were both resistant and susceptible to glyphosate, those tactics did better when you grouped farms together into larger and larger groups.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about managing weeds with the help of your neighbors at agriculture.com.
As we wrap up 2023, we want to share some big news from Alliance Insurance and let you know how we will need to navigate through the rest of the year. Long story short, we're moving to a new location. It will eventually be a good move, but the interim will be a little messy, as we will not be in our new permanent location until the middle of April. Although we are not able to reveal our new permanent location at this time, it will be announced in the coming weeks. We need to be out of our current building by December 15th, and the plan now is to move to a temporary location at 715 Center Street. It's across the street from Napa. We will have signage, but we will be next to New China Buffet's back entrance. That is the Center Street entrance. Nothing will change with your policy coverages or the servicing of your policies. We are excited about the move and our eventual new home, so please bear with us as we make the journey to get there. Thank you so much for your patronage and happy holidays from Tammy, Diana, and Jen, Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the energy market has been one of fascination as things haven't quite gone the way that many have anticipated them to be. What do oil prices look like and gas prices look like going into the winter season, especially with the ongoing drilling and the cuts in production from OPEC, as we sat down with Warren Martin from Candace Strong to talk about what the futures may look like going into these cold seasons.
Meteorologists are wrong, and we do have a really cold winter, which right now they're predicting a warmer than average winter. That could impact the supply-demand ratio, and prices could go up more than we expect them to.
Okay.
It's not foreseen. Meteorologists are pointing to a warmer winter than we've normally had in the past.
Sure.
So that's number one. Number two, and this one could be more significant or be nothing at all, and that is the Suez Canal. Every Israeli conflict, which Israel really doesn't produce oil. They do have a natural gas field that supplies Europe, sure, but they don't really produce oil. But it's really significant because every Israeli conflict in the historical past has expanded beyond Israel to include other nations within that area in the Mediterranean area.
That's involved in the industry.
That's involved in the industry and has ended up shutting down the Suez Canal or slowing things through the Suez Canal. On average, about one-third of all oil in the world goes through the Suez Canal.
Wow.
And okay, so if you impact the Suez Canal, then that makes a huge impact on oil and gas prices and being able to get product to market.
Yeah.
Add to that what's going on in Panama. And in Panama, there is a drought that's taking place right now. So Panama has limited the number of vessels that can go through the Panama Canal, which means that a lot of those vessels are choosing the longer route to go through the Suez Canal.
Sure.
So if the Suez Canal were to be shut down or were to be hampered in any way, that would significantly impact the supply-demand equation and not being able to get oil where it needs to be in the world.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service,
which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love?
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert.
Producers may be making management decisions regarding the fertility of their soil. K-State Environmental Quality Specialist Peter Tomlinson discusses how poultry manure might be beneficial for an operation. He begins by sharing why adding litter to the soil is a good idea.
Producers looking at their soil fertility plan, manure is a great option that I would encourage all of our producers to consider. It's a great way to take advantage of fertility resource, and it also helps out our livestock producers in distributing that manure out to a broader area than just their operation where they may be challenged with excess nutrients.
Tomlinson defines what manure is and why the nutrients found in the livestock's output will differ and benefit soil.
Manure is the product of everything that the animal eat. It may be corn, soybeans, sorghum. The nutrients in the feed that the animal consumes, what isn't utilized comes out the back end. You know, you may have soil mixed in with that manure. It's still good, but it gets to where we need to analyze our manure and know what the nutrient composition of that manure is. And in the case of poultry litter, it's a mixture of bedding, wasted feed, and then the manure from the animal. It can be a great source of nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium for our crops, and it also benefits our soil by adding organic matter back to that soil.
He lists what producers need to think about before making the management decision of adding litter.
For producers who are thinking about utilizing manure, I think first off we need to think about, are we going to be able to haul that manure from the facility directly to our field and apply it, or do we need to haul it during the summer and fall and stack it at the field edge? Identifying good locations to store that manure is important. Two, making sure, particularly if we've stockpiled, it's probably worth retesting that manure before we calculate our application rate. You know, if it sat in a pile for a couple of months, even though you may have an analysis when it was in the barn, it's worth reanalyzing that and making sure that we got the most up-to-date information in terms of the nutrients that are going to be available from that manure.
That was Kansas State University Environmental Quality Specialist Peter Tomlinson on the benefits of poultry manure for soil fertilization. For more information on this topic and Tomlinson's article, visit www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock John breadhead for sale Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature the Sam and Karen Hinkle Angus Cowherd Dispersal, consisting of 200 mostly lions and middle-bred genetics, home-raised Angus cows, 3 years older, bred to Angus bulls, start calving late February. This will be an outstanding set of Angus cows. Bickelmeyer Land and Cattle will disperse 80 choice red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls, start calving early March. There will be 150 black and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They'll have September to November calves by side. We will have 175 fancy Angus and Hereford first calf heifers. They're AI bred or bull bred for late January through March calving. Also offered will be 200 black, white face, and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred for late February to April calves. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, December 13th, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
KNDY.
greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rushes through, but I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. A joyful, there's always something new, but every day is a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. See you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KMDY.
A classic country library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KMDY, and K231 AX Marysville.